Let's move on, please, to the regular agenda.
Item 913, authorize the city attorney to intervene on behalf of the City of Portland in Oregon Public Utility Commission docket UM-1734.
Okay, we have an amended version of this resolution, so I'll get Ben to describe that in a moment. This is a resolution that allows us to participate in a Public Utility Commission proceeding that addresses how much utilities pay for electricity from mid-sized solar and wind projects. So that's the purpose of the resolution, is to allow us to weigh in on those issues at the PUC. Mr. Walters.
Morning, Council. Ben Walters with the Portland City Attorney's Office. This item was on last week's consent agenda. It was pulled off and held over for a week for an opportunity to meet with representatives of PacifiCorp and discuss with them the resolution and the impact statement. Following that meeting, city staff developed some amendments, which are before you. I believe they've been distributed to your offices, and I think they may have been handed out to you as well. And if you have any questions regarding the amendments, I'm available to answer any questions.
Okay. Questions before we take a motion to accept the amendments, and then we'll take testimony?
So my question is, it seems like this the amendments weaken the language in the resolution.
I don't know that they affect the position that we're going to be taking in the proceeding itself, and they address some concerns that PacifiCorp had raised. So staff was willing to recognize PacifiCorp's concerns.
So you can return to previous or other language in the proceeding?
It will not affect the positions that the city will be taking in the intervention.
And isn't it somewhat unusual when you're intervening in opposition to something to then listen to the opposition and amend the position ahead of time?
It's unusual, but this is a political process.
Right. Thank you. But the resolution that we're going to be approving, if the council votes to, is simply to allow you to participate and protect the citizens' interests.
Yes. By city code, the city attorney's office requires authorization from the council before initiating any participation in a legal proceeding, and this is to get the council's approval as the client to allow the city attorney's office to go forward.
Thank you.
Would you like to hear from I know there's representatives of PacifiCorp here. Would you like to hear from them before we take action on the amendments?
I'm prepared to adopt the amendments. Can I just comment on something in the previous colloquy? I actually appreciate that staff had the discussion with PacifiCorp, and I'm reminded, Mayor, that not too long ago there was an issue we were involved with where the city chose to take a position at the FCC, and it turned out we did not, in my view, adequately confer with a local company that we were going to be adverse to in that proceeding. It's one thing for us to assert the prerogative to take a position before an administrative body and take a position that we think is well-founded. I think it's also good practice to confer with local businesses where we might be adverse. I think it's just common courtesy, and if through that exchange there are some modifications like the ones we have before us, I think we should always be receptive to that. It does not, as council has noted, change in any way the position we'll be taking before the administrative body. So for that reason, I move the amendments.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion on accepting the amendments? Roll call, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, thank you, Ben. Welcome. See if anyone wants to testify on this item. I know PacifiCorp is here, but they may simply want to watch rather than speak. So, okay. All right. Come on up, please.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog X. I'm the one that pulled this item last week. One of the concerns I have is that I want to make sure that when we're talking the solar industry, I don't want to have too many restraints put on them. And I want to watch this very close on the process and, again, making sure the city attorneys are involved. As you know, we have the climate change plan that has been developed, and I want to make sure that we can meet some of those numbers. And that's one of the reasons why I pulled this, is I want to make sure that in the solar industry, they have the ability to expand at the rate that they want to. The city has the ability to have them participate in projects within the city to meet our goals on the climate change plan. So again, that is why I pulled this item, and I will look forward to the outcome of this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Then let's take a roll call, please, on the resolution as amended.
Novick.
Aye.
Ritz.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fish, for that helpful reframing and explaining, further explaining. Thanks to Council Ben Walters and also to Pacific Corps and your willingness to talk with us on this. We all are seeing the impacts of climate disruption as each season goes by, and we need to figure out how we're going to reach the goals in the climate action plan sooner rather than later. So I am very glad that the city attorney is going to be participating before the Utility Commission. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
I want to reiterate and support the statement Commissioner Fish made. You know, there are lots of situations in which we're going to take a position in either a legislative effort at Congress or the state legislature or in some regulatory proceeding where we have a formal relationship with somebody, whether it's one of our regulated cable providers that we regulate, whether it's a regulated public utility like PGE or the gas company or Pacific Corps. Or even our labor unions, where we have, again, a long-term contractual relationship and we might take a different position from them. It's important that we confer but maintain our prerogatives to take the policy of the City of Portland forward. And the policy of the City of Portland is that we have a climate action plan and we're serious about it, and we expect all our partners to be going in the same direction. And that's where I hope and believe that we'll end up after this or that regulatory proceeding. But it's very important that we do confer and then, again, maintain our independent authority to do what we should do, and I think that's where we are here. The Climate Action Plan isn't just a piece of paper or a long series of pieces of paper, recycled paper, of course, but it's a serious effort by this city that's been going on now more than 20 years and that internationally is now joined by more people. And I think that's a very positive sign. And the more we have utilities working with us, the faster we can get to our goals. We're just celebrating today the success of one of our local innovators, Lucid Energy, that has now generated, I believe, 1.1 megawatts of power by installing equipment in our city's water lines to generate electricity. So we have to have the private sector with us as we make this progress, and I expect that that's exactly where we'll end up here. Thank you. Aye. Okay, let's move on, please, to 914.
914, accept bid of Emery and Sons Construction Group for the Hollywood Grant Park Sewer Rehabilitation Project for $10,995,653.
Ms. Moody.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. Christine Moody, Procurement Services. You have before you a procurement report recommending a contract award to Emery & Sons Construction. The engineer's estimate on this project was $9.5 million. On July 7, 2015, six bids were received, and Emery & Sons is the low bidder at $10,995,653. The Bureau of Environmental Services has reviewed the bid items and accepts the proposed pricing at 15% over the engineer's estimate. In their bid analysis, BES identified mobilization, erosion control, video inspection services, cured-in-place pipe liner, 6-inch PVC pipe, and 48-inch manholes as contributing factors to the increased costs. The city identified seven divisions of work for potential minority, women, and emerging small business subcontracting opportunities. The MWESB participation on this project is 31.43%, with work being performed in concrete cutting, hauling, and traffic control. I will turn this back over to council if you have any questions, and there's a representative from BES here as well.
I just want to make a comment, Christine. In the impact statement that you gave us, there's a full 2 pages documenting the reasons why the bids came in above the original estimates.
That's correct.
And some of the examples given have to do with market conditions, and some have to do with soil conditions, other things. And I'm pleased that you include this, because one of the questions we often ask is why are the bids either above or below? And when we have this kind of explanation in detail, I think it's very reassuring. And it also, in this case, gives us confidence that even though BES initially had a high confidence in their estimate, there are some things beyond their control, and some of them have to do with market costs for various components of this project. So I appreciate the transparency on that piece of your presentation.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yeah, I echo that. And I just had some questions on the subcard, the good faith effort report, which I appreciate. It number 7 in the good page, under the good faith effort analysis, it talks about the bids received from certified firms that were not used, and it gives the bid amounts. Would I be correct in assuming that the reason they were not used is because there were other bids that were lower?
That's generally the case, Commissioner.
And is
this is a low bid situation, so generally the contractors, because they're competing, are taking the lowest sub bids. So even though we require them to do their good faith efforts, if a bid comes in lower and is not a certified firm, most oftentimes they're taking that.
That's probably something that our commission might want to take a look at, that they're, because it, although the number, the total number of subcontracted dollars is 31%, which is great, that it's mostly for women-owned businesses rather than minority-owned businesses, and it would be interesting to look at, or have the commission look at, how might there be a situation where the city would want to support the minority businesses by encouraging the prime contractors to take those bids, even if it results in the cost being a little higher. I have no suggestions for how to do that, but I think it's an important issue that if we're going to ongoing encourage these small businesses to grow and to take more work for us, that we may need to find some way of stimulating it to start off with. Thank you for your work on that.
Thank you. Other questions for Christine? Thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak on this? Come on up.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog X. A couple of concerns I had on this overall bid is that you stated that you had problems on the video inspections and you had lack of market capacity for this service. I'm really concerned about that. Obviously, my understanding, you would be talking having videos going inside some of the pipelines and possibly on the outside also. And I'm really surprised you'd have any market capacity problems on the new technology we have out there and the people that I think would be able to do this. So to have a higher bid for that reason, I question that. Another issue I had on here is that let's get to the 48-inch manholes where you originally came in, BES came in around $4,000 each. Now, if you're coming in with a price at $4,000 and then someone else comes in and they bid at $5,800 each, now, if you're able to establish that price at $4,000, say, with a supplier, my question to you is that as the city of Portland, when you're talking to that supplier, are they giving you a lower price? Because obviously you're the city of Portland. You have a tremendous amount of projects out there that you can put together and maybe recommend them or make sure that the supplies are bought through them. So then when a contractor comes in, they go, well, you're just a smaller contractor. We think your price is going to be about $5,800. So I have concerns with this. And then it says, we did not anticipate that to happen. And then you have prices on certain pipes and various things that, from when you went in there, the city of Portland talked to the suppliers, the prices were quite a bit lower. And then when the contractor comes in with a bid, it's quite a bit higher. We just didn't anticipate that. So I'm seeing something wrong here, because I would like to make sure that when the city of Portland talks to a supplier and says, well, we're going to have some bids possibly coming in, and we would probably like to use you because you quoted us a price of $4,000, that maybe these suppliers understand up front that when you quote a price of $4,000 to the city and it comes back with the price quite a bit higher, that might affect you getting any more business in the future, because they are throwing out prices to try to come in at a certain range on a bid, and you, the suppliers, need to come in within a reasonable range on that also, probably to continue to do business with the city of Portland. Thank you.
Thank you. Good point. Okay. Is someone ready to make a motion to accept the report?
So moved.
Further discussion? Roll call on accepting the procurement report.
Jovic.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
I appreciate, as always, Lightning's thoughtful comments, and we'll certainly consider them as we move forward. Mayor, when we were last before the council on this item, we mentioned that thanks to our good friends at Venture Portland, we had had a open house at a coffee bar in the Grant Park Hollywood neighborhood to go over the last minute details. I have received my first newsletter alerting me and everyone else in the area to the project schedule and giving me the contact information of the person that on a daily basis that I can reach out to if there are any problems. And so this is about to become live, but I just want to particularly acknowledge the work that the Bureau has done to do community outreach. This will be disruptive, both to residents and businesses, but with extensive outreach, we've come up with a plan, the Bureau's come up with a plan that attempts to mitigate that and do it in a thoughtful way. And as luck would have it, I live in the middle of this project, so I'll be watching closely and I'll have some interest. Thank you, Christine, for your excellent work, as always, through procurement. Aye.
Yes.
I know city bureaus hate it when one of us lives in the middle of the project, but we look forward to your sidewalk supervision. Mr. Fish, aye.
Actually, if I could note, Mayor, first my family abandons me, and then one of my bureaus decides to dig up my neighborhood. This has not been a great summer for me.
Okay.